And you know, that booklet you've got, there's four pages in there, and there's answers to every one of these on those pages, right? And that's absolutely what you both write down and what you come up with for these various ones. Later on, you know, we're going to try to summarize what you're doing and some of these strategies and see if there's a few things that make sense in relationship to each one of these topics. But there's also quite a few other topics that we're not approaching that you folks probably ought to be thinking about. Of course, that we don't have time to dive into. But without a doubt, in my career, there's been a tremendous amount of change that's taken place in this industry, and certainly a great change in the marketplace and how that's affected our demand side. And I don't think that any of us in this room certainly are living in a vacuum, as John has already indicated. Certainly, we've got a changing world, and without a doubt, our response is indeed in relationship to how we address that. And, you know, we have to look out there and see just what is going on and what kind of changes that we have to think through. As I look back at my 30-plus years in my job, without a doubt, the four mighty forces, as I look at it, that have impacted us a great deal have been, number one, E. coli has had a huge impact in what we're doing in relationship to getting cattle into the marketplace. You got to think about that a little bit. Number two, the human health side of things from where we are with our product, how that fits into a heart healthy diet. Certainly, value-based marketing has had a major influence in relationship to cattle production. And then finally, my goodness gracious, what impact ESE has had. No doubt in my mind that that's impacted a great deal. And certainly, as we look at what we're doing in relationship to the marketplace today, we've got to think about these kind of issues day in and day out. Without a doubt, it's brought about many, many different thought processes, challenges to whether we ought to be conventionally grain-feeding cattle, and the development of niche-type markets are out there. Do we go to natural? Do we go to grass-fed? Do we go to organic-type production? You know, all of those are things that we discuss, but they all have had a major impact in relationship to the way we think about our program, right? Right? They certainly have. There's just no question about it. So we need to think about that as we look at it. Also, we have a new round of alphabet soup. You know, acronyms. This industry, agriculture is built on so many acronyms, it just scares me to death. We once did a quiz with a group of high schoolers on the acronyms in the cattle business, and it took two sheets of paper on a tablet with two columns to even come close to all the acronyms. Well, we've got new ones. Source Verified Program, the Beef Export Verification Programs, Process Verified Programs, Quality System Assessment Programs, age verification, quality management systems, and then program compliant tags. All of those are new type of alphabet soups that we're getting ourselves used to, and hopefully we'll be thinking about those as we look ahead to our future marketing plan. No doubt, we're as agriculture, and I'm very proud to be a part of agriculture, but we've really had a culture, if you will, where, you know, we really, really, really trust one another. And, you know, we have, my word is my bond. How many times have you heard that? My handshake is as good as gold, right? How many of you have heard that? How many of you live by that? Quite a few of you, don't you? Well, unfortunately, and this is just not the way the business world works anymore. It's really, if you can't prove it, it didn't happen. And unfortunately, more of it is going that direction. We have to be thinking about that, especially as we look at the items I mentioned on the slide before. Verified, you saw the word verified. Quantified, you saw those words in those previous slides, and that is what our industry is moving towards. Have we been a leader? No, we've had to follow because the world marketplace is going that direction. And we have to compete in the world marketplace. Some of us are going to have to do that, dragging, screaming, kicking, and everything else, but it's a part of the world marketplace that we're faced with. Process verified programs, certainly, it's a program set up to assure a customer that you have a consistency of deliverables. You know, it can really involve quite a few things. Limited to programs or specific processes are verified, or they're verified, and they are documented by a quality management system. And that marketplace is continuing to gain momentum. I think we all realize that. May involve age, breed, certainly individual identification is part of it. Health and feeding programs may be another part of it. Those are part of the things that get rolled into these. So those are things that you need to be thinking about. From a standpoint of export market, packing industry trying to go across or leading the charge in relationship to developing and using USDA programs that are for beef export verification. No, these aren't things that you're going to do individually, but if you're going to cooperate in these types of systems, these are the types of things that they're going to be asking you to be involved in and do. And so that may be a part that you need to think about in relationship to your future and what your own situation might be. We also have the advent, this is just one example I grabbed from Laura Leaves, what we call story feed or feed programs that have a specific set of explanations behind them that they